Welcome, listeners, to the inaugural episode of the Meta Creative Podcast, where we ignite your inspiration. Today's edition is devoted to inspiration from home. Today we're going to be focusing on how we may find motivation within the four walls of home, and to get us started, here's a reading of a poem by Jeff Harden, appropriately titled County Home Road. Remember the smell of chicken coops, that hideous labor of squawking that rose to fever-pitched crescendos each time you stepped inside the door. They knew you for the thief you were, under the guise of acting curious, and back of the barn you aimed slim rocks to stun the sunlight sheet metal flung, later a trail. Through the woods it only circled back upon itself and left you nowhere new. You were 7 or 8, one more life somehow dropped down amid tractors and unplowed fields, a pig pen of mud and corn shucks, and just around the bend of the road, a stretch of honeysuckle obscuring fence rows. Those long nights waiting for a mother who never came home, drunk in a bar, you'd lift the window just a little, see the moon afloat and the oak limbs stretch to catch it, see the reach of sky that reached nothing you wanted anyway. You'd slip a thin wrist beneath and out and into the windy night, feel that cool air blowing in from distant lands, across deserts and mountains and along this fence row to brush across your hand. Let's not summon forth pity or tenderness or any other myth that makes the moment more than what it was. Let's not judge, mourn, or shame ourselves with wondering how this boy will ever make it, how he won't for all his life, as others sleep, lie in the sweat of his body, listening to owl calls across the pasture and footfalls from the edge of the woods. He was just a boy who couldn't sleep. He raised the window for air as anyone would, and clutched a tight fist of nothingness as anyone would. And when he woke, the hand was there, like an offering, and filled with morning dew. That was County Home Road by Jeff Harden, an extraordinary poet. And it deals, of course, with the issue of home and what home can mean and how it can take on different meanings. And without explaining away the meaning of the poem, today we are devoted to the idea of finding inspiration within the four walls of our homes, specifically literary and artistic inspiration from home. So, in order to get started, what we must first consider is some of the assets we have within the four walls of our home. We have family. We have time-honored objects. We have various forms of inspiration that come from items both tangible and ideas intangible. Toward that end, today we're going to talk about some ways that perhaps we may be able to generate ideas from home and use those for writing, for art, and for any other form of creation you may wish to produce. In order to find inspiration, one method I like to use is called Socratic journaling. Socratic journaling, as its name implies, borrows from the Socratic method of asking questions to delve into truth. One way that I suggest for students to leverage Socratic journaling and use it to create writing as well as art is as follows. Begin with a big picture question. Begin with a philosophical question, perhaps. It can be something as time-honored as, why am I here? Or it can be something as simple as, why is the sky blue? Which seems to have a scientific answer. But in your Socratic journal, you are going to offer a number of explanations or a number of answers for the question you first provided. And then, from that answer, you will develop more questions. As an example, let's go back to, why am I here? When you are exploring one's purpose for existence, it becomes relatively easy to provide a quick and easy answer, like, I am a parent, or I am a spouse, or I am a teacher. What then becomes necessary is further questioning, and many times we have to prevail upon our inner two-year-old to question the answers. If you have ever been around a two-year-old, you know that they are full of whys. Why must I do this? Why do I have to brush my teeth? Why? And you're going to channel that inner two-year-old to provide more questions to the answer you provide to your initial question. For example, if you asked the question, "Why am I here?" and you identified your purpose by your profession, then the natural subsequent question to the answer would be, "Why am I doing this?" which then fosters more answers. Let's say that you are in the field of medicine, and you are in the field of medicine to make a difference. Why do you wish to make a difference? The answer to that question might also be overly simplistic. You may have an answer for that question that simply says something about your background. For example, "I was raised in such a way that making a difference was valued." Well, that's good, but here again, perhaps overly simplistic. No one has to abide by the upbringing they have received, so what is it that inspired you as the answerer to do that? This is the joy and the challenge of Socratic journaling. Eventually, you will arrive at an answer that can no longer be questioned. And when you have arrived at that answer, that is your subject for writing or art or the creation of your choice. Let me give you a few ideas about some other big picture questions that you might want to ask yourself beyond life purpose questions and those philosophical inquiries that have been explored by both classical as well as contemporary minds. One, perhaps, that you could ask would be, how does my history affect my present? So now that we know about Socratic journaling, and we are thinking today specifically about the four walls of our home, but I'd like for you just a moment to think about some minute details in your environment. Look around wherever you are sitting right now, and look for the imperfections. What are the imperfections in your environment? Is there a stain on the carpet? Is there a ding in the paint on the wall? Is there something else that isn't quite right, that is in fact a flaw? What is it about that flaw that stands out to you? What is it that made it come alive for you in the first place? And moreover, how did that flaw come to be? Lots of good writing, lots of good art focuses on the imperfections of things. And certainly this is something that you can use as an artist, as a creator. Think about that stain on the carpet. Think about that ding in the paint on the wall. Think about the little imperfections around you and choose one, choose only one, and give it your examination, your intense examination. What is it about that imperfection that makes it worthy of true reflection? Why should you pay attention to it? How did it get there? What is its story? A quick narrative about this comes from my own childhood. As a very small child, I had been scolded by my grandmother, and I was quite angry at her. And we all lived in a wood frame, white painted farmhouse out in the middle of very rural Florida, where there are only cows and orange trees. And I, as an angry child, decided I would kick the bottom of her bedroom door. And when I did, my very small bare foot left the gray impression of the ball of my foot and the accompanying toes at the bottom of this door. For years afterward, my grandmother would not paint that section of her bedroom door because she wanted to keep the impression of my tiny footprint and cherish it. We all have those kinds of imperfections in our lives. We all have those kinds of marks or totems within the environments that we call home. So here is your assignment for today. Look around your environment and use those imperfections and those little flaws to inspire the first writing in your Socratic journal. Your Socratic journal does not have to be the very best journal that you can find at your local bookstore or online. It can be something as simple as the marble-covered composition books that we all used to use during our school days. However, in so doing, what you will find is your questions and the answers to those questions will drive greater creativity, and you'll be able to create. Today, hopefully, your creation will have to do with those tiny imperfections within the four walls of your home. How did those imperfections come to be there? What about them speaks to you? This is the thought that you may pursue as you begin looking and thinking and writing about your home. I'd like to conclude our time together today with a poem of my own that appeared last year in Poetry South magazine. And this is a poem dealing with the subject of home and what it means to change that place or that idea. This is entitled, Before We Moved. You took down our beige curtains of words, said you wanted them to hang in the new place, same as before, but shading different rooms from unfamiliar views and light that fell in directions we had never faced. What did they say again? Names of teas and coffees and foreign tongues, I think, though I never cared enough to notice until you stripped them, bundled them over your arms like you needed their warmth. Our undraped windows spilled overcast day through salted white panes across marble sills. You sighed, tore tape, and guessed they wanted some better farewell than a hard undressing before you sealed that last box marked linens. That was Before We Moved from Poetry South magazine, 2019. I hope that you have a good deal of luck in pursuing Socratic journaling. I hope that you're looking around your space right now and finding those tiny imperfections that deserve examination and inspection and a little more inquiry than perhaps you have given them before. As you do this, I hope that your creative juices are stirred, and I hope also that you'll join us on next month's edition of the Meta Creative Podcast.